There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry, switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert, Ms. Denise, an etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Ms. Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and happy New Year. Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is January 7th, 2013, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Ms. Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ms. Denise, and I am the HR Lady. Donna, how are you?
I am doing great, Denise, in this new year. How about yourself?
Doing very well. Doing very well. And we've got a great show for everybody today.
Yes, we do, guys. You want to stay tuned? Can you believe it's 2013 or 2013 or however you want to state it? Can you believe it already?
I'm so happy it's here, though.
Wow. So out with the old and excited about the new. Well, again, guys, happy New Year. Thank you for joining us. Today, we are going to talk about New Year's resolution. And usually, everyone has at least one or two New Year's resolutions or that they would like to accomplish over this new year. Many times, it's the list of losing weight and taking and spending more time with the family and just so many other things, and we'll talk about that. But also, we have coming up a special friend to our show. He is certainly no stranger, Dr. Tom Keating with Project Clean. He is going to also join us. He's going to let us know what's going on now, both here and abroad, and she's to just kind of bring us up to date from the last time when he was on the show. But, of course, since the name of our show is What Is Etiquette Anyway, we always want to make sure we give a definition of that because we know that we welcome new listeners each and every week. And let me say right now, welcome to the What Is Etiquette Anyway family. If this is your first time listening, we are so happy that you are joining us. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It lays to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And we just thank Charles I and II each week. We thank them because they, both Charles I and II of England, copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And thereby, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And we are so grateful for that. Well, once again, Happy New Year's. Let's talk about some of the New Year's resolutions. And, of course, Denise, usually at the top of the list is what?
I'm saying weight loss.
Losing weight, yeah. Usually at the top of any list that you type up, or if you top five people, probably three or four of those five people are going to say that's at the top of their list. So some of the other resolutions are, in addition to losing, is getting fit, okay, spending more time with the family, spending less money, more budget control, working less, and the list just kind of goes on and on and on. Denise, what is your New Year's resolution? Do you have one you want to share?
Actually, I would like to eat healthier this year. It's not about losing weight, it's to eat, you know, a better diet. Maybe even, Donna, learn to cook from a healthy standpoint. Well, learn to cook, really.
Okay. Because I think you said your brother does a lot of the cooking, right?
Yes, he does. He does. I need to rely on my sources even more going forward.
Sounds good. Well, listen, you guys, don't want to keep him waiting. We are so glad, again, that Dr. Tom Keating is with us again. We are so excited to start the new year out with Dr. Keating. And, of course, I'm going to let him tell you all about what's going on with him, with Project Claim, what he has, he's working on. If you guys remember, for those of you who have heard him speak before, of course, Dr. Keating is always talking about making sure that the bathrooms are clean and safe for our children in the schools, which is something we don't hear a lot about. So we definitely want to talk about that. And I know that's a New Year's resolution. It should be on top of everyone's list in school, is to make sure that those bathrooms are in good shape, and it's just something people normally don't really talk about, okay? So, Dr. Keating, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Donna. Happy New Year to you and Denise.
Hello, Mr. Keating. How are you?
Just fine, just a little overweight, so I'll try another resolution. I think that I'm going to work on shaking up the school restroom issue in the United States.
Oh, that sounds great.
Wonderful.
Much
Wonderful.
More advocacy, and starting right here, because we've just funded in the local metro area of Atlanta some tax approaches to education for large school districts, small school districts like DeKalb County, Decatur City, many others. So there's money on the table, and yet when you ask about how the restrooms are going to be, they still keep building them with the doors so you can see in. It's called sight lines, or if you're sitting in a stall, you can see out. I don't see why we can't get the doors flush. We don't put in really good toilet paper dispensers. Some of them are so terrible you could turn them into a weapon because they're easily broken and they're aluminum and they snap off. They could be hurting somebody. And oftentimes the surfaces that we use are not graffiti proof, so people write words that rhyme with ditch and other words, and they're left on there. So I think we're going to shake this up a little bit, and that's one resolution. The update which you asked about, I've been very pleased and very honored to receive taxpayers' dollars, just a dollar under $25,000, and so I have a grant now, which is actually received by Southwest DeKalb High School's PTSA. I'm the project director, and we're going to help up to 70,000 youngsters in the DeKalb, Decatur school systems learn about what their organizations can do, what their schools can do. We're going to have a very good, knowledgeable doctor come in and talk about some of the training for sanitation at home. I guess we'd call that potty training, and the difficulty of school restrooms as a part of some of these health issues. We're going to help on wellness. We're going to write an article. So that grant's going to allow a lot more activity. And then lastly, I've been invited for the third time to come to Berlin. However, the project, what I'll do in April in Berlin, will be a countrywide contest. School districts are applying between now and March 1st, and the best plans for renovating restrooms will be awarded private money. I've been asked to be a national judge on this project in cooperation with a German toilet organization. So to sum up, Don and Denise, I'm trying to stay busy, and maybe that'll help me lose some weight.
Well, I want to applaud you, though, Tom. I certainly want to applaud you because I know that you have been at this for quite some time, and I know that you are determined to make sure that this happens, and with you receiving, you know, the funding, it will enable you to really move forward. So our hats are definitely off to you about that. And for the many parents that are tuning in this evening, have this conversation with your children about the restroom. I mean, here again, this is something that you don't hear discussed. How many people, Tom, how many people would you say, in your opinion, that actually have this, you know, particular conversation with your children when they come home?
Donna, first of all, thank you for your applause, and thank you and Denise for the opportunity to share. And maybe one of the resolutions I'll have is to meet Denise this year because I have this wonderful voice, but we've not met. So one of the things to start out with to answer your question is to suggest to parents from fourth grade up, don't ask the child or the youngster or the teenager, how is the bathroom? Because they'll just shine you on and say, and they'll go on their way. What you need to say is, when you used the bathroom today, did you have tissue, soap, and towels? If you ask that one question, when you used the bathroom in school today, did you have tissue, toilet paper, soap, for washing, and towels for drying, I'd say that about 40% of the kids will say, Mom, particularly the middle and high school kids, I don't even use the bathroom. Now you have the real issue, which is holding it in, which is 40 to 42% of the middle and high school kids. And then if you start the conversation that way, and if you begin to build that conversation regularly, and then when you go to the school for PTA meetings or teacher conferences or ball games, don't go to the restrooms that we clean up for you in the front hall. Go down the English wing. Go back into the science area. If you can go with a person of another gender, go and look at the other restrooms besides the gender of your own child. And when you look at them as if you were saying, okay, I'm an eighth grader and I'm using this. Oh, my, no lock on the door, no hook on the door, no toilet paper dispenser, no soap, bad words on the wall. And then this is the hardest part, because as a parent, you've engaged the student, you've been to see, well, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to get the PTSA to set up a subcommittee on restrooms? How are you going to get the School Improvement Council to set up a committee on restrooms? How are you going to bring it to the floor for action? Because just knowing something is nasty is not the same as making it nice and keeping it nice.
Uh-huh. And I have a question here. It says, Dr. Tom, how did you become advocate for school bathrooms? And this comes from Sandy. She's listening to us in Carolina. Thank you, Sandy, for that.
Sandy, I get that question a lot, and the answer is very simple. Jeffrey was a high school student. He had no doors on the stalls, and he went to the nurse's restroom, and it took me 4 years to get 12 doors on Decatur High School when he was there. Stephanie had no sanitary product receptacle, and by the time she left the middle school when she asked for it, they still didn't have it. And Ty Collins, the son of a neighbor, a dear friend of ours who was a teacher, came racing by every afternoon when we were sitting on his mother's screened-in porch and went upstairs to the bathroom. The restroom issue always begins with students, and in my case, it began with R2 and our neighbor. And I've interviewed thousands of students, and they're hungry for help on this issue because it takes more than students to change it.
Now, this particular subject that you're so passionate about is not just about the clean restroom, but it does affect other things such as health. So would you speak a little bit on that as well?
Well, Denise, the phrase that I like to say is that restrooms – really help all of us understand how to lead students from soap to citizenship. So if you are unhealthy, or if you've held it in after lunch and your tummy's growling, then the next thing is you're going to squirm in class, you're going to distract a teacher because you want to go to the potty, you're going to get into discipline issues, you're not concentrating, you don't do well on the test that day or the quiz, so it affects academics, it affects your intestinal, gastrointestinal system, it affects urinary tract infection. Dr. Hodges, who's coming to the Decatur DeKalb Library, and I hope we'll have a full program on him later in February, he'll be here the 25th of February, in a free program, we'll be talking about the fact that he sees 3,000 patients a year who have these urinary tract infections from either bad potty training, bad school bathrooms, or both. The last thing that this affects, Denise, is citizenship. If you go into a restroom at a fancy hotel and there's a leak all over the floor, well, you go out and you tell the concierge or you tell somebody about the problem. But if a kid goes in a bathroom and he sees somebody tearing a sink off the wall, which I've seen three in one of the high schools in DeKalb since August, same restroom, three sinks, nobody says anything about it. The kid doesn't know who to tell. If he does tell, somebody's going to just kind of tease him too much. There's no system in place for dealing with citizenship in this room, which is the only room in the school that isn't watched with video cameras, isn't monitored with police and school resource officers. The dogs aren't sniffing. You have to learn how to be a citizen when people aren't watching you. And there's very little training in this taboo topic. And so, for me, bathrooms basically are one of the five most important things that children do. They breathe, they eat, they drink water, they sleep, and they poop. And for me, restroom sanitation is leading a student from soap to citizenship.
That's excellent. So for the parents that are wondering, what are you supposed to do after you indeed discovered that some of the school bathrooms are just not in tip-top condition for your child to be in? So now you know what to do. You want to certainly go to the principal. And Tom, you did say something really interesting about going and looking at various bathrooms throughout the school building. And generally, like you're saying, when you first go in, the ones that are up front, they're usually in, we won't say wonderful condition, but usually a little better condition than the other bathrooms throughout the school, like in the locker rooms and so on and so forth. That's correct.
I think that, again, if I can remind the audience of parents, there are three things. The first is how you talk about this with your youngster. And you start with the word when you use the restroom and then finish the sentence. Secondly, go visit a restroom or two with a person of another sex, another gender, and go down into at least the area around the cafeteria in most of our schools or the English, science, math, or art wing. And if you find the doors locked and you're there on an official business as a parent, find the custodian. Ask him to open the doors. I mean, you're not breaking CIA regulations. And then you have to find enough parents and students and structures. Or if Project Clean can help, it's real simple. Just go to www.projectclean.us. And I had a call the other day from a lady who's in South Georgia. I had another call from a lady who's in Asheville, North Carolina. She's got a troop of Girl Scouts, and their middle school has nothing for young ladies' biological needs, and it hasn't had it for years. So I told her what to do. She went to the principal, and now they've got a committee, and they're going to start figuring out how to get sanitary product receptacles into those stalls.
Wow. And just to think that a lot of, you know, we would think of it as common sense, but, of course, we say on this show all the time, common sense is not necessarily so common anymore.
Good point.
You know, I mean, really, wow.
By the way, Donna, in Georgia and in DeKalb County, which I know something about, but in Georgia, there are no standards for public school restrooms. But if you want to go to Mix or you want to go to the Brick Store Pub or you want to go to Chick-fil-A, and you go in there, and if you ask, you can see how that kitchen and restroom for the restaurant has been rated. If you go to a school like Dunwoody High or McNair High or Centennial or Crim, you can be sure that there's going to have been a health inspector of the kitchen and the bathroom for the ladies who work in the kitchen. But you can also be sure there will be no standards, inspection, review, or criticism of the rest of the restrooms. Only Florida and Pennsylvania tie in food service. Yeah, we don't do any. There's no standards and no inspection. The only standard is how many commodes and how many urinals when you build it, and that is out of date many times before the building is even built because you got new trailers, you got new attendance zones, you got closing of schools, so you got to bring the kids over to another school. That's a farce, mainly, the plumbing code for schools when you build them, because there's no standards after they're built. None.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. And especially to see how many hours our children are in school.
Six to seven a day.
Sure.
And here's my motto, Donna, just to conclude on this. I know you've got some other topics you may want to do, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you and Denise. My belief is, and if you think about this from the point of view of a parent, you send your child off to choir practice on a Saturday, to drill team, to a football game, to a chess match. My belief is if there's a child on the grounds of a school, you have a bathroom issue. So don't tell me that the kids aren't in school tomorrow, because the teachers will be back, but there will be kids on school grounds tomorrow practicing basketball, practicing with their band instruments, getting ready and helping a teacher do a bulletin board. I don't know why they'll be there, but if you have a kid on the grounds of a school, there's a bathroom issue.
Wow.
That's my motto.
And if you all are just joining us, you are listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about New Year's resolutions. We're talking to Dr. Tom Keating of Project Clean. And he is telling us and is very passionate about his resolution, and that's making sure that the school bathrooms, actually throughout the country, are in nice, decent, at least decent condition for our children to be able to use during the day and not necessarily have to hold it in all day because the restrooms are just gross. So, wow. Well, here's a message here. It says, Dr. Tom, how can the students address this and stand together?
Well, that's an excellent question, because first problem is if you're a sophomore and you get excited, pretty soon you're a junior and you think, well, I'm bigger deal and what am I going to do? And, you know, I got a prom this year. Well, they get so busy, or many are apathetic, many are behind in school. What I would think that you do is you find a couple of buddies, maybe two girls, two guys, and you find a teacher who cares. You call Project Clean if I can help you, or you email. But you've got to find an adult who's kind of like somebody who's heading up the chess club. And you basically then limit what you want to work on. If you say, our toilet paper dispensers are nasty, cheap, and are really ineffective. Now you say, okay, how many toilet paper dispensers do we have in the school? 30. Okay, how much does it cost to get some new ones? okay, can we get some money from a district, from the school board? Can we do a fundraiser? Do like anything else. How do we think that we get a chess team developed or a French club developed or a independent group of caring young ladies and their fathers having donuts and daughter dances? You organize, and you have to do that with some adult, because sooner or later, like everything else in education, you run into the politics and the money of the issue. And the last thing you do as students is you begin to break the culture of don't snitch on somebody. If somebody tears the sink off the wall and you know about it, you've got to handle the ethical question of what you're going to do with that issue. If somebody writes a nasty word on the wall, says Miss Smith is a ditch, you got to know what you're going to do about that ethically.
And they can't be afraid, you know, to step up. And because what's so important is to understand that this is for everyone's benefit. And like you're saying, Tom, oftentimes kids they'll say, oh, no, well, you know, I'm not going to tell, you know, I'm not going to snitch, I'm not going to do that. You really want to do that and let somebody know. You know,
the students are immune, Donna. That's the word that I finally learned from a wonderful football coach in Clayton County when I addressed 60 football players and asked them about it. But I've personally worked with students who've made posters. I've worked with middle school students, as you know, who've created a skit. You can have debates. You can have articles in the school newspapers.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I can hear you now.
I was finished. That's all. No, I was finished. That was all I was going to suggest.
No, but that's good. And I'm thinking, too, also the student council. This would be a good project, I believe, also, student council. What do you think about that?
I think it's fine if you also get the kids who are in school suspension, because who is really messing up the restrooms? It's 2 to 10% of a student body. And 40% of the middle and high school kids don't even use the bathroom, so that leaves 50% holding their noses and going in and not flushing somebody else's business. So I always believe it starts with anybody who cares. I have a student out at Southwest DeKalb High School who's gone bathroom to bathroom and made a detailed report of what she found, and I'm using that as an example. A student at Clarkston did some wonderful posters. The student at Babb Middle School did a wonderful skit. All of this is on the webpage that I've already shared with the audience, projectclean.us. There's enough you can do at your school. If you're at a place where kids are just beating each other up and shooting each other and it's horrible violence, that's another issue. That's a bigger issue. But the ordinary school in the metro area within this audience range, we should be really improving the restrooms for the health and wellness of our children.
Wow. Well, Tom, we thank you so much. You always have such great information. And we look forward to speaking with you again in a few weeks to just kind of give us an update. And then we'll also talk about the doctor that will be coming in, Dr. Hodges. So we'll definitely want to talk more about that and invite our listeners to attend this event. It's going to be a great informative event, and you certainly want to, we're going to bring you back on to talk about that, and perhaps we can have him come on the show as well. But thank you so much. That is a major New Year's resolution, and we thank you so much, you know, for the passion that you have and that you continue to make sure that this is addressed. And because
20 years this 20 years this month, Donna.
Wow, Tom, that's excellent. That's excellent. And we thank you so much, Tom, for what you do on behalf of the children.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Denise.
And we'll look forward to speaking with you soon.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Sure, I will meet you as well.
Okay, have a great evening. Wow, Denise. Great information as always.
Yes, and always a different twist of some sort to bring home for people to listen to and grasp what his passion is all about, which should be all of our passion.
Exactly. And like you said, we try to be very informative, or we are very informative on this show. And we want to certainly make you think about some things that you would not ordinarily think about. Wow. Well, Denise, I have a course we talk about kindness every week. It says, Happy New Year's, ladies. My New Year resolution is to be kinder to my fellow man every day. Thanks for your show on a weekly basis. And this comes from Cynthia Mowal. Cynthia Mowal. And she is calling out of Michigan. Thank you so much for that. And we certainly want to invite you all to please initiate a random act of kindness this week, okay? Thanks again for listening to our show, for joining us on this first show of 2013. We have a lot of interesting topics that we'll be discussing this evening. Again, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold those virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And again, we cannot say too often to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Let that be one of your New Year's resolutions, okay? Well, thanks again for joining us. Good night, take care, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.
Everyone likes data, because when you have more data, you have more freedom. Freedom to do whatever. That's why AT&T is offering you 15 gigabytes for $100 plus $15 for each line. Because the more data you have, the more freedom you can enjoy. Freedom to post more memories, download more fun, and share what matters most with who matters most. 15 gigs of data for $100 plus $15 for each line at AT&T. What more could you want? I sure can't think of anything. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Come in now and get the all-new LG V10, designed to capture, edit, and share high-quality video.
Pricing is monthly for service on smartphones on AT&T Next. Other pricing options available, overage monthly, and other charges and restrictions apply. See a store for details.